Even for Hollywood, Robert Evans was over the top. The flamboyant movie producer bridged the golden age of Hollywood with the rebellious spirit of the 60s and 70s. Evans died this weekend at the age of 89, with dozens of movies behind him, some probably among your favorites. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this appreciation, which does include some strong language.
He created mythologies, most especially about himself. Here's Robert Evans boasting about his heyday in a 2002 documentary.
I was working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, with no plans to slow down. With 6 pictures in development and 2 in production, I felt invincible.
Robert Evans was already a wealthy businessman when his looks landed him a role in a movie. Soon he was in a 1957 adaptation of Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises as a bullfighter. But Hemingway hated him, as did most of the cast. Still, the mogul behind the movie supported Evans, at one point yelling,
"The kid stays in the picture. And anybody who doesn't like it can quit."
At that moment, Evans knew he did not want to be an actor. He wanted to be a producer. And for a while, he was an amazing one. From 1966 to 1974, when Evans worked at Paramount Pictures, he produced some of the era's most definitive movies. Rosemary's Baby, Chinatown, The Godfather, Love Story, and many more. Evans basically saved the studio by taking huge risks. He hired an obscure Polish director, Roman Polanski, for Rosemary's Baby, about a woman pregnant with a devil's child.
"What have you done to its eyes?"
Star Mia Farrow was then in the throes of divorcing Frank Sinatra. In the Evans documentary, he imitated her distress.
"I love him, Bob. I love him so."
But Evans sat her down, showed her the footage, and said,
"Mia, you're brilliant. You're a shoo-in to win the Academy Award."
She did not, but Robert Evans' movies racked up nominations. He made stars of Jack Nicholson and Ryan O'Neill and hired the unknown Francis Ford Coppola to make The Godfather. When Coppola turned in a version Evans found too short, the producer says he said,
"The picture stinks, Francis, got it? You shot a great film, where the f*** is it? In your kitchen with your spaghetti? It sure ain't on the screen."
Evans continued,
"Go back and give me a movie."
At the time, Robert Evans was a bigger star than some of his stars. He was a flagrant womanizer who married 7 times, says film critic Carrie Rickey.
"First of all, he was very good looking.
With a signature style.
Big tinted glasses, bolo tie.
He wore bathrobes and turtlenecks and a decadently dark tan.
I mean, he just looked like he was on the griddle a little too long."
Evans' world crumbled in the mid-1970s. He lost his wife, Ally McGraw, to her co-star Steve McQueen. He tumbled into debt. And as he said in the documentary, he became acquainted with cocaine.
"It was my first experience into the world of white."
Evans was busted for drugs, and the seamy side of Hollywood engulfed him. When one of his business associates was murdered, Evans fell briefly under suspicion. He became a pariah. But his 1994 memoir, The Kid Stays in the Picture, became a bestseller, and his audiobook became catnip for comedic imitations. Here's Patton Oswalt in a YouTube clip.
"You know, back in the early 70s, when I was producing the Godfather films, I had a whirlpool bath installed in my trailer that I would fill with apple juice."
But something about that voice transcended parody.
"Bet your house it ain't been dull. I've either done it or gotten it. You name him, I've met him. Well, almost. I've either worked with him, fought with him, hired him, fired him, laughed with him, cried with him."
And probably told him all about the mythology of Robert Evans. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.